This is a newly opened second-hand car market in Shijiazhuang City, the capital of Hebei Province in North China. Hundreds of car dealers are inside because more people are now choosing to buy a second-hand car.
I began to drive second-hand cars 6 years ago and have changed them several times.
The price is a major factor. A relatively new second-hand car is at least 15% cheaper than a new one. They're coming from the developed regions to less developed regions, and the frequency of people changing cars is also rising, along with more financing solutions.
70% of sales involve loans. It is a faster developing market. It only requires having a job and a steady income, and you will get a car loan in a day.
The market for second-hand car in China has a huge potential and is developing fast. However, there are still barriers that is restraining the development. This is what policymakers in China are trying to change. In March, the State Council released a new guidelines to promote the second-hand car market, canceling barriers on cross-region sales. However, for many regions, trans-regional sales only apply to cars that meet the new emission standard, which basically means cars made it in 2016.
This limits the supply. Cars between 2 to 6 years old are the most popular ones.
China's second-hand car sales will reach 10 million this year, yet it is still less than new car sales. In developed countries, second-hand car sale could be 4 to 6 times more than the new car sales.
Many regions fear allowing cars to flow in could bring more pollution, as China is planning to fully implement new emission standards in 2017. It could be the key to unlocking the market.